Listen to this roster report to find out important updates on who else has been re-signed to the Pats. Hi, I'm Lori Baranski, and it's a beautiful day here at Gillette Stadium on April 7th, and you're listening to the official podcast of the New England Patriots. For today's roster report, you can listen to Brian Lowe, Paul Perla, Tom Casale, and Andy Hart talk about the most recent roster.
Okay, thanks once again, Laurie. We're here with the Patriots roster report on this Friday. It's turned out to be a fairly busy week with the Patriots. Four signings since the last time we came to you, including two just yesterday. On Thursday, the Patriots signed to Bucky Jones, their old friend, a first-round pick from 98, and also kicker Martin Gramatica. And earlier in the week, a couple of defensive backs, Eric Warfield, they signed on Monday, and Mel Mitchell on Tuesday. So let's begin with to Bucky Jones. And what do you guys think? We got Andy Hart, Tom Casale, and Paul Perillo. To Bucky Jones back on board.
I think it's a good signing. I mean, he obviously has experience in the system, is a very good athlete. I know he's taken some shots from fans and media members around here since he left and went to New Orleans and then Miami and kind of bounced around. He's a great athlete. There's nothing you can take away from that. Great special teamer, and I think he just gives you a little depth there. He's probably better than, say, an Artrell Hawkins as a safety, so he gives you some depth and some insurance if Rodney's not healthy.
Yeah, I agree with Andy, and I think there's some negatives that you can say about Jones in that maybe lack some instincts. I know Tom was talking about this a little bit before we started, and I agree with Tom, and I'll give him a chance to talk about that. But I think in terms of what happened last year when Rodney Harrison went out, guys, I don't think you would have seen the total collapse at the safety position for 4, 5, 6 weeks with the likes of James Sanders and Gus Scott and Michael Stone. Tabucky Jones is a much better player in my mind than all of those guys, and Artrell Hawkins included.
And he had an injury last year, didn't he, Tabucky?
Yes.
He played only 5 games for Miami.
Yep. Yes. And I'll play devil's advocate because you guys all know how
that's what you do.
You guys all know how I feel about Darnell Bing at USC, and I compared him to Tabucky Jones. I just don't feel he has great instincts. I don't think he's a great tackler, but as far as when you compare him to what the Patriots have, when you compare him to Stone and Hawkins, I think he's a better option. So as far as the signing goes, I think it's a good signing, although I wouldn't expect him to be in the Pro Bowl.
Right. Now, he's no longer Tabucky Jones, your
first round draft pick.
He's
right.
Now Tabucky Jones, the veteran minimum free agent you're signing off the street.
And that's the key. I mean, he was making, I think, an excess of $5 million in that deal that the Saints, that was a great trade the Patriots put together when they franchised him a couple years back. Worked out the deal with New Orleans, and I think the Patriots absolutely got the better of that deal, and the Saints gave him an extravagant contract. I don't have the specific numbers in front of me now.
It was big numbers.
But it was very big. Now, I agree with Andy. He's probably somewhere closer to the $1 million mark now, if not veteran minimum.
Right.
At that price, as a guy who's capable of starting and outstanding at the worst he's an outstanding special teams player.
Mm-hmm. Right. Now, and a good guy in the locker room
and a great guy
was always
in the locker room.
Let's just be honest, I mean, he started on a Super Bowl winner. He's not as low as
you
can go.
That year, you
right,
know,
he
and
made
a lot of
big
people,
plays
and I Andy and I got a little bit defensive about this today because suddenly Tabucky Jones has become this laughing stock.
Right, he's a punchline.
He can't do anything. And you know, if you ask any Patriots fans about the quality of the level of talent in the 2001 Super Bowl champion team, they get very defensive when you tell them how, you know, maybe they weren't quite the best team in the league on paper and whatnot. Well, Tabucky Jones was a part of that starting lineup, and you guys use him as a punchline.
Yeah.
So
his last full season in New Orleans, he did have his most productive season as an NFL
100 tackles.
Safety. So.
And first-round pick out of Syracuse back in 1998.
And that's not counting the 100 he missed.
And to be fair, he is, I mean, as Tom said, Darnell Bing, a former running back, corner.
So now we don't have to draft Darnell Bing.
Right.
That's the good news with this signing.
Yeah, maybe he'll be available late in the draft.
And he's also the answer to a trivia question, the only player for the Patriots, other than Adam Vinatieri, to wear the franchise tag.
That's very interesting. Interesting point. Now, I definitely want to get to the Martin Gramatica signing, but while we're on defensive backs, why don't we first talk about Eric Warfield and Mel Mitchell, who signed earlier in the week. Warfield from the Kansas City Chiefs, a cornerback. Mitchell, much more of a special teamer, although he's listed as a safety. Tom, what are your thoughts on these two guys joining the fold?
Well, Warfield obviously has the off-the-field problems. He had the four DUIs. Only three were actually registered with the league, as he even admitted himself. One was overlooked, so he has had four, and
not anymore.
Yeah, you got to wonder, you know. But in Kansas City, he did have some good games. He's a pretty good cornerback. I think it's a good signing for what they got. Mel Mitchell, on the other hand, he's simply a special teams player. My theory is if you can't crack the starting lineup in the secondary of the Saints, you're not going to do much for the
good
Patriots.
Point. Yeah, it's a good point.
I think the Mitchell signing is another one of those guys the Patriots gravitate toward. You know, career special teamer, but contributes in that area. They've had a lot of them over the years. You know, Gerard Cherry, I had a whole line of guys, but Gerard Cherry was the only one I could think of after
Michael
a while.
Michael Stone last year.
But, you know, the Don Davises, the, mm-hmm. you know, Gerard Cherry's. Cherry, I think, is a better comparison because he's a safety by
right.
trade, but really a special team player and that only.
Well, they are doing sort of what they did last year, which is bringing a bunch of defensive backs, mm-hmm. guys who can also play in special teams, and it'll all start getting sorted out in minicamp and training camp. But a very intriguing signing, I guess you could say, is the Martin Gramatica signing. What do we make of this? Obviously, Vinatieri left for the Colts a couple weeks ago. There aren't all that many veteran free agent kickers who had been out there. Been looking towards the draft as well, but is Gramatica, who did not even play in the NFL last year, is he a guy that could be the kicker for this team in 2006?
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is a little bit of a reclamation kind of project guy, but this is a Pro Bowl caliber kicker 3 or 4 years ago, and then it kind of spiraled out of control where he had a bad year, then he got hurt. You know, he's in Indy as like a kickoff specialist. Just kind of, you know, went out of control for him. But you look at his numbers from 3 or 4 years ago, and this guy could play. And, you know, you catch something. I personally believe he's kind of the veteran piece maybe in a two-piece puzzle here.
Yeah.
Where you draft a guy, you have Gramatica, you let him battle it out, and you end up with your kicker,
well,
whoever
good.
Wins.
I'm not going to feel very good come opening day if Gramatica is the kicker. I'll
if
be
he
honest.
Wins the battle.
I'll be honest with you.
Most likely.
But he's never been a guy who's been very dependable with the game on the line. And that goes back to his days at Kansas State when he was Automatica Gramatica. I've never been a big fan of this guy. Big leg, no doubt. I mean, he's got, you know, Bilo and I were talking about
14.
This earlier. It's like 24 attempts of 50 yards or more. He's
14 of them he hit.
Yeah, so, I mean, he's got a big leg, but I've never been a big fan of this guy with the game on the line. And
as a Patriots fan, you get what you asked for. If you don't want Vinatieri, a guy who was money with
I'd
the game on the line.
I'd rather have a young guy that I don't know what he's like with the
but
game
I,
on the
I,
line.
And, I should mention that the surgery that he had was abdomen surgery, and when he went to the Colts, it wasn't. They didn't know if he was absolutely healthy from that surgery, so that's something that might have affected him towards the end of his tenure in Tampa Bay and with Indianapolis.
Well, Paul, you mentioned you don't know if you wouldn't be too comfortable if Gramatica is the kicker. It seems most likely it'll either be Gramatica or a rookie unless they decide to bring in another veteran like an Edinger, which I don't foresee, but maybe.
See, I'm not ruling that out. This is a guy who was out of football last year, so I'm not ready to sit there and say that he is the veteran to go with a rookie. You know, I think this. Always room to
you got to worry improve. About the revolving door at kicker if he gets the job and doesn't work out.
Right.
Okay, well, it was a busy week in terms of
it was a roster report this week.
It was a roster report with more than one person to talk about and more people coming in as opposed to people who are leaving. So that's going to do it for this roster report. A couple things to just let you know about. The schedule did come out yesterday, and everything you need to know about the Patriots schedule for 2006 is on Patriots.com. Of course, they're opening at home against Buffalo. Also, podcasts continue all next week. We do have three of them every week, and on Tuesday we'll have our draft report. We'll be previewing offensive linemen on Tuesday, defensive backs on Thursday, and then another Ross report next Friday. So for Andy Hart, Tom Casale, and Paul Perillo, I'm Brian Lowe. Let's go back to Laura.
Thanks, guys. That's all for today's roster report. Come back next Friday to hear all the updates. And remember, now you can listen to the Draft Prospect Review. Thanks for listening, and go Pats!